After 6 weeks of campaigning, the Prime Minister fell foul of this referee. On Saturday, Australians will decide if Scott Morrison is fit to keep the nation's top job.
It's a choice between a government that has a strong economic plan that has ensured that Australia is coming out of this pandemic stronger than almost any advanced economy in the world today.
The latest poll shows Labor just ahead of the Liberal National Coalition. The key issues in this election are climate change, the cost of living, funding for aged care and national security.
These are all issues that Australia has the opportunity to go forward in and create a better future if we seize that opportunity. I believe Australia is the greatest country on earth.
The biggest challenge for the Morrison government is the rise of female independence. There are 22 high-profile candidates known as the Teals, a mix of political movements seen as blue and green. They're funded by a climate group and targeting safe seats held by the Liberal Party members.
I think there'll be a very high independent primary vote. I think there's a high level of disillusionment with major party politics in this country. People are frustrated with one or other party for various reasons, and there's just become this dynamic that we want individuals who represent our local communities.
Nearly 6 million voters of an electorate of 17 million have already cast their ballots through postal or early in-person voting.
I'm very disappointed how close it is and that it seems there's a lot of similarities between our two major parties, and I find that quite a frustrating thing.
No, there's not much on offer at all. Gone are the days where we had statesmen, quite frankly. We've just got a bickering bunch of children in the politics.
If there is no clear majority on Saturday after ballots are counted, the outcome of this election will be a hung parliament. That will mean either Labor or the Coalition must make an agreement with the minor parties or independents in order to govern. Analysts say that prospect is highly likely.
I'd be surprised if on Saturday night we know a clear winner from either of the major parties. I think we'll be looking for a count for several days afterwards.
The polls in Australia open on Saturday. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Sydney, Australia.